So let's review. In the previous daf, the Mishnah taught, Misha nazir nezirus harbe v'hishlam es nezirusay v'achkach bol oretz. If someone accepted nezirus for a period longer than 30 days and observed his complete nezirus in chutz la'aretz before he came to Eretz Yisrael to bring his karbonas. V'shamei aymrim nazir shleishim yayim. He must observe an additional 30 days in Eretz Yisrael. U'besel aymrim nazir betchila. He must observe the entire nezirus once again in Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah continues with an anecdote which illustrates this halacha. Ma'isa v'hilni hamalka, shahalach b'na la'malchama, v'amra im yavei b'nimin ha'malchama b'shalim, ehay nezirus shevashanim. Hilni accepted a 7-year nezirus, uvo b'na min ha'malchama, v'his nezirus shevashanim. She observed these 7 years in chutz la'aretz. U'besayv shevashanim also la'aretz, v'hayru b'isil shtei nezirus oid shevashanim acheres. Basil required her to observe another 7 years in Eretz Yisrael. Ubesayv shevashanim nitmis v'nimtzis nezira esrim v'achashana. At the end of the second 7 years, she became tamei and observed yet a third 7 years, totaling 21 years of nezirus. Amar Bihuda, lahayis nezira ella arbi esrei shana. She only observed 14 years of nezirus. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Huda's version can be understood in two ways. She nitmes valibe de Beishamai. She indeed became Tamei. However, Behuda holds like Beishamai that in Eretz Yisrael, she initially observed only 30 days to make up for the time of Chutz La'aretz, and she became Tamei at the end. She then had to repeat her 7-year term like every Nazir Tamei, because the 30 days are considered an extension of the original term of Nezirus. However, if so, Rabbi Behuda should have said, Arba Esrei Shanu V'Shleishim Yoyim. Therefore, we must go with the second explanation. But Leidnit Miss Valiba de Basil, Rabbi Huda holds that she did not become tummy at all, and the additional 7 years was following the opinion of Basil that she needed to recount her entire Nazirus in Eretz Yisrael for a total of 14 years. Zakta Mishnah. Misha Hayushte Kiti Edim Me'idus Oisai. If two pairs of witnesses testified that someone was Makabal Nazirus, Elu Me'idim Shenazir Shtayim, Be'elu Me'idim Shenazir Chamesh, one pair says that he accepted 2 consecutive terms, while the second pair claims that he accepted 5 consecutive terms. Beshami oimrim nechal koha edus ve'in ka nazirus. The testimony is contradictory and unacceptable, and he is not a nazir at all. Ubesil oimrim yesh b'chal chomesh shtayim, shehei nazir shtayim. Both pairs agree that he accepted at least 2 terms, and so he must observe 2 terms of nazirus. Taisus points out that if the noidur did not contest one of the pairs of witnesses, shtika koida adamya, it is as if he admitted to their testimony. Therefore, Tosfos offers 3 possible explanations. B'makash, he denied their claims. B'omer en yedeya, he claimed to have forgotten. Shtika, after they had already contradicted each other, in which case, shtika lav koida damya. The Gemara cites a braisa with an alternate version of this machlokes. Loi nechluko b'shamer b'sil, Shiesh b'chlal chameshtayim. All agree in the case of Shtei Kitei Edim that he is a Nazir for 2 terms because their testimony is not contradictory regarding the 2 terms. Aman nachliku al kat achas, echadoy meshtayim, echadoy mechamish. In the case of one kat Edim, who disagree among themselves, with one witness saying 2 and the other saying 5, Shebeshame oimim nachliku edusin, ubesil oimim yesh b'chlal chameshtayim. Beshamim maintains that he is not a Nazir because the testimony is inherently contradictory, and Basil say that the testimony is valid regarding the first 2 terms. The Gemara adds, Amar Rav, Hakol Moedim B'moina. If the witnesses enumerate the terms they are referring to, then all agree that their testimony is contradictory. Rav Chama explains, if each explicitly states that the other's testimony is wrong, it's obviously contradictory, and Rav would not need to tell us this. Clearly, Rav meant that the first pair counted out the Nazirus terms, saying 1 and 2, while the second pair counted out 3, 4, 5 terms. Tosfos explains that this is also considered contradictory, since they bothered to count 3, 4, 5, ki'ilo amar loy achas v'shtayim nada. It's as if they said and not 1 or 2, because otherwise they should have said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. However, Rav Chama disagreed with Rav and holds, Ein hakhasha b'mayna. Enumerating the terms in the above manner is not contradictory testimony, because why should they have said 1 and 2? Hashli yesh lemecha mirta amar, kelta le koshken? saying three includes one and two. The Chacham in Eretz Yisrael agreed with Rav Chama, Amri b'marava, ein ha'kasha b'mayna. Hanulach Misha Amar, we have Baruch Hashem completed the third parak of Masechtas Nazir, and we'll begin the fourth parak, which is also called Misha Amar, be'ezras Hashem. Zak the Mishnah, Misha Amar hareini Nazir, v'shamach aveir v'amar v'ani kulam Nazir. If someone accepted Naziris, and two bystanders chimed in and said, and I, they are all Nazir. The Mishnah continues, Huta harishon, huta kulam. If the original Nazir had his Naziris annulled by a Chacham, all of their Naziris are annulled, as Tosis explains, because Talu Nidreim bin Nidrei, they made their Naziris dependent on his. However, Huta ha'achrein, ha'achrein mutter b'kulam asurin. If the last fellow annuls his Naziris, the other Naziris remains intact, because Shalei Talu Nidreim bin Nidrei ha'achrein, their Naziris was not dependent on his. Rish Lakish explains, V'hu she'tfisu kulam b'toich k'dei dibur. One only becomes a Nazir by saying va'ani, if he did so within the time it takes to say a dibur. The Gemara clarifies, become a toich k'dei dibur, k'dei she'el shalom, as long as it takes to greet someone specifically, k'dei she'emer shalom talmud l'rav, as a student greets his teacher. Tesis explains that this refers to the three words, shalom alecha rebbe. However, there's a machlekes. According to Rish Lakish, Tesis says, only three people can say va'ani and be considered toich k'dei dibur, but a fourth person will inevitably be acher k'dei dibur, outside of the prescribed time. However, Behuda Nasiya disagrees and says, as Tesis explains, gam hervi nitvas, hayil v'leisha klal la'acher k'dei dibur. The fourth person would also be considered toich k'dei dibur and become a nazir because he said it immediately following k'dei dibur. However, Hamishi Vada in a nitfas, Shesho Ketzas Acher Kedei Dibur. A fifth declaration would certainly be Acher Kedei Dibur and invalid because there was a delay after the time of Kedei Dibur.